Alrighty, welcome to the CK News Flash for January 2019.
Happy New Year.
Happy New Year. I am James. I'm joined here by...
the evil queen of the creepy kingdom, Miss Roxy Tart.
That's the way I say your name.
I know. I know. I straight jacked that for you in this new year.
You did. Wow. Well, good. It's one less thing for me to do. All right.
Yep. And tonight or today, we are podcasting from the Howard Johnson Anaheim Hotel, where we have been hanging out all day long because they were gracious enough to host us and let us come and play at their hotel.
Yeah, it's been a lot of fun. You've been taking some photos in some really interesting places around here.
Yeah, we did. We did actually quite a few photo shoots earlier. Me and Lily Rose from our podcast Mirror Mirror, which will be continuing soon in case anyone was wondering, like some people that have been asking about it lately. Oh, sorry.
Keep the microphone near your mouth.
I'm sorry. I move my hands when I talk, and now I have to hold the microphone. It's really weird.
I know. You're Italian.
But we checked out the pool, which is heated, and that's awesome because it's the middle of winter.
California winter.
Yeah.
It's 50 degrees.
It's cold outside.
It's not swimming weather.
But they have a heated pool. Yes. They have a really cool little water park. The posters and the decor of this place is awesome. It's all super retro, like 1960s. They just redid it like last year, and this is the first time that I've actually gotten to come and check it out in person, and I think it's really cool. I really like it.
The posters are incredible, actually. There's really old Disney attraction posters, and some I'd never even seen before. Some I'm like, is this even like a real poster?
Right.
I'm like, what is this attraction? I thought I heard it. But they may be fake. I don't know. But they're mixed in with some definite real,
yeah,
like the early monorail posters, you know, and it's really cool stuff.
It's been a lot of fun to walk around and hang out and see everything. And the rooms are super nice and bright and really bright. I love all the colors in here. I wish you guys could see it because the colors in this room were really, really cool. And you get a free rubber ducky when you... It doesn't squeak.
It doesn't squeak.
No.
I'm squeezing here right now.
James is trying to squeak the ducky. The ducky does not squeak. But you get a free rubber ducky. It's left in your bathtub, and I think that's super, super cute.
He has a very nice haircut.
Yeah, I named mine James.
James the duck.
James the duck.
Oh, the places you'll go, James.
He's
the
our
duck.
New mascot. I'm going to get him a little Creepy Kingdom shirt.
Wow.
Yeah.
How else is he? He needs a hat.
He needs a hat. He needs a black t-shirt, maybe with Vampire on it, and he needs a hat if he's going to be a James duck.
A James duck. Anywho. Clearly, this is Howard Johnson has hosted us, and this is a sponsored, stay here. We're not just going on and on about them. And
no, they're awesome, but I'll tell you what.
We have to have full disclosure.
Okay, yes. But even if this was not sponsored, I'm not going to lie. I would still tell people to stay here.
Oh, yeah.
This place is
awesome.
Really cool.
I mean, that's genuinely, I mean, I love retro theming, obviously. People have heard me on the podcast. I've gone on and on about the Cabana Bay Resort in Orlando at Universal. And
this kind of has that feel.
Yeah, no, it has that feel.
Yeah.
It has a feel. It's not as time warped, I guess, whereas Cabana Bay, like everything is supposed to look like you're in the 60s. But this just has a very 60s inspired vibe.
It does. And it really has a 60s inspired Disneyland vibe, which is really cool. But like right now, we're in the room right now, and there's these two really cute paintings of Mickey. There's also like shag artwork
is everywhere
in here.
So if you like shag artwork,
this is the hotel you want to come to. I am, anybody that knows me and knows about like my feelings on vintage and retro and stuff, one of the things that I hate most about the 60s and 70s is the burnt orange color that everything was. And the headboards here are actually burnt orange. And I hate to admit
that's part of the Howard Johnson
thing. But I
really
like them.
You like it?
I do. Yeah. I do. I actually really like them. And I love how they look against the turquoise wall. And I didn't ever think that I'd say that about burnt orange, but I really like it.
I was like, to me, the burnt orange and blue is Howard Johnson's. Like, they kind of own
right
that color
scheme.
Yeah. And we could go on about Howard Johnson's for the next hour, but that's not.
You probably don't want to hear all that.
But hey, we're recording here, and I will, if possible, I would record every podcast here.
Yeah, so would I. I really like it. Oh, okay. Wait, no. One more thing that we have to talk about. You weren't here when I checked in.
Mm-hmm.
The customer service when I checked in was above and beyond. Like it was like Disney level customer service.
So why do you think, like, how was it above and beyond?
They were super, super sweet. You know, big smiles. And like, I know that's kind of normal, especially with hotels in this area, but they did go, you know, kind of with the next mile, and were like, if there's anything you need during your stay, please don't hesitate to call down. We're happy to help. You know, if there's anything that will make it better, but it was a really, wow, really good experience. And of course, you know, I filmed all day long. And so I let the people at the front desk know that I would be filming, and they were like, if there's anything we can do to help you.
Really? That's awesome. Yeah. Usually you're filming and people are all sketched out.
No, they were really cool about it. And I was like, well, can we film walking into the lobby? And they were like, yeah, absolutely. So they took the keys back and actually, like, redid us walking into the lobby and walking up, and they like handing the keys, and the girl was just like all smiles and like super into it and whatnot. It was just really, really cool.
It's nice when you encounter people that you feel actually care in any type of customer service situation, but especially in a place where you're staying.
Yeah.
Like, 'cause you're pretty vulnerable when your stuff's here, you're sleeping.
Right?
You don't want to have a rude front desk experience. It's so off-putting.
I know that a lot of places say, if you need anything, let us know. This place, like when I stay at the Disneyland Hotel or the Grand or one of the Disney properties, I actually feel like if I need something, I could call down and they would be happy to accommodate it.
Like, yeah, there's a thing in the bathroom that it says, I forgot my blank. You know, can you please help me, whatever. And my first thought when I saw that was like it says blank. Like, I'm like, are you supposed to write down what you forgot and they're going to get it for you? But I'm like, this place, this customer service is out of control.
Right?
I have to wait like till the cleaning service comes, but still.
But seriously though, like, I mean, you could call down, but I wonder if you could write it in.
Maybe,
you know?
Yeah.
Like, I forgot my razor or whatever, and then you go to Disneyland and when you come back, it's, what, they like, they bring it to you and leave it here or something like that.
I bet you they would. Let's try it. No,
no, I don't think we'll be here for that long.
No, I know.
So what are we talking about today on CK News Flash?
Well, it's been a while since we did one of these. We didn't do a December one.
Really?
Yeah, we did November, started in October. We didn't do December. I feel like the end of this year was nuts. Between all, not just Creepy Kingdom, obviously, some things in our personal lives.
Oh, December.
Made a lot of things we had planned to do not happen.
That's right. December was a crazy month, y'all. Wow. Forgot about all that.
Wow, you already blocked it out of your mind.
Trying. Yeah, December was a crazy, crazy month. But yeah, all right. Well, now we're back at it. It's January. It's a new year. What is it like? Near New Year, New Me, or something like that?
No, that's what they say, but it's still,
I don't like that.
It's still us.
Yeah, I don't like that saying at all. I want like New Year, same me.
New Year, same us. I don't know. It depends if you think that's good or bad, but
New Year, more of James's laugh.
That's right. We're getting some ugly faces from the audience.
It's the candy. She ate one of the bad ones.
Mm-hmm. Oh, confidence. We have old school podcast alumni, Sarah Bunny.
Yeah, you want to come say hi?
In the audience. You should probably say hello real quick.
Hi.
Hey, Sarah Bunny.
Yep, Sarah's here at the hotel hanging out with us. She actually came down and surprised me for my birthday. And when I say she surprised me, I mean, like, I had no clue that she was coming down. And some friends of mine in a group thread took pictures of their feet. Lawrence was like, oh, my feet got wet. And then Michelle was like, oh, my feet are nice and warm. And I was like, well, I want in on this. And I took a picture of my feet. And then Sarah goes, me too. And she took a picture of her feet standing on my front door mat.
No way.
That is what happened. That was the reveal. And I looked at it and my first thought was, oh, it's an old picture. And then I looked again and I was like, wait a minute. No way. So I put down my phone and I went to the front door. And sure enough, she was standing there outside my front door.
Wow.
It was awesome. It was awesome. I cried.
Yeah, I was going to say, Sarah, good work. Because even earlier, you made a post on Facebook that said, you know, happy birthday to my long distance BBF. Mm-hmm. And I was like, oh man, that was
yeah,
that was a good one.
I had no clue. But yeah, so Sarah came down. She surprised me for my birthday. It was just my birthday. I don't know if you guys knew that or not. I'm just going to throw that out there. Happy birthday to me.
Yeah, I think our social media followers are well aware.
I think they are. Yeah. I might have mentioned it a couple times. But yeah, she came down to visit me for my birthday. And now she's here helping us record and film and all kinds of stuff. At the moment, she's going to go get ready for bed.
Wow. Well, this podcast has sure got more interesting.
What am I doing?
Okay, well, right now she's walking across the room.
Wow, we're just putting you on blast. Every moment, every step you make is being saved forever.
She's drinking a cherry Coke.
The podcast.
Okay, I'm sorry, I'll stop.
I'd say you may remember Sarah Bunny from an episode that, gosh, 2015, I think, when all the new Star Wars stuff came to Tomorrowland, and we recorded it right there, and that might have been the last time they were on the podcast. You might have been on since then, but
I don't know. It's possible that there were a couple of times when we were recording and she was at my house and she like popped in and said hi, but
that, yeah,
you were pretty quiet all the time. You guys would not believe how many podcasts we've actually recorded with Sarah in the room, and nobody knew.
Wow, this Newsflash podcast is super casual. Usually we're like right to the facts, but we're just hanging. You know, it's that relaxed Hojo vibe.
You're welcome. No, that might be what it is. The fact that we've really had a really good day here, and we're like, it's almost bedtime, and we're just kind of chill.
Yeah, we're just unwinding here. And but you guys want the news.
So we will give you the news.
12 minutes in, let's get to the news. All right, so it's a new year, and something we decided to do for fun, because everything we do is for fun. But we decided to have a fun theme, because we like themes here. We like concentrating on themes and celebrating things and exploring them.
It makes it easier for us to think of things to post.
Shh, don't pull a peek behind the curtain. Anyways, because this year, this March in particular, Tim Burton is releasing his newest film, which is called Dumbo.
I believe it's pronounced Dumbo.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's weird.
I know. It's a weird name, but I think that's what the movie's called.
Oh, okay. I've been saying Dumbo this whole time.
No, it's about like a rhino or something. I'm not really sure.
I'm not sure what it's about.
But we know Tim Burton's putting it out. Yeah.
So in celebration of that, I'm like, hey, let's celebrate some of Tim Burton's work all year long. Very excited. So we have designated 2019 the year
of Burton.
Year Burton.
I was kind of hoping we'd say it together.
Oh, I was.
And then you stopped talking.
I know. Well, you had so much enthusiasm. I didn't want to interrupt you.
It's the year of Burton. We're actually really excited about this, you guys.
We're excited about it. We announced on social media already. People have been loving the idea. Got great feedback from it already. In case you haven't seen that or you don't remember all that it says or like that. So basically what we're going to do is, for one, we're going to take one film each month. We're going to do a podcast, look back on it. It's not really a review, but, you know, a reflection.
We're going to talk about what we thought about it.
Yeah, you know, and there'll be some written, you know, posts about some of the movies. And, you know, posts on social media, either artwork, cosplay, you know,
all kinds of stuff.
All kinds of stuff. And I feel like Tim Burton is having this like
resurgence.
Yeah, but it's not. It's like, well, it's like a new generation has found the old work that we grew up on. That's kind of what I'm seeing, because people are losing their minds about stuff that came out like when we were kids.
Right, like
really.
Nightmare Before Christmas. I mean, well, and it was anniversary.
Well, that one, that one has been going on for a few years. But even, you know, the popularity of Beetlejuice right now is,
yeah,
it's like through the roof, you know. You know, and it's you know, Roxy and I have a certain vintage, so, you know, you know, I assume you saw it theatrically. I did.
That's a nice way of saying we're old.
I mean, I might be old. I do have a gray beard, but
it was just my birthday. I turned like 23. Okay, I'm not old.
Wow, 23.
Yeah, I'm so much younger than you. But no, we are a certain vintage, and we did see most of these movies in the theater when they came out. You're right, though. I have noticed that Beetlejuice has been getting like a lot more popularity lately, and you're right. A new generation of people are starting.
Yeah, because if you really look at the people that are engaging in it, it's younger people, to be honest.
Yeah, they are 23 years old.
Yeah, they are 23. Yeah, so they were not alive or you're young when this stuff came out. So
not old enough to watch Beetlejuice.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, I think it was not even rated PG-13. I don't know. It might even be PG. Anyways, so let's get excited. Let's talk about what year of fun we have coming up here.
Well, this month we started with Edward Scissorhands.
Yeah, we have. You gotta hold that closer to your.
My bad. Yep. This month we started with Edward Scissorhands.
We have a podcast coming up on that for the month's end.
Yep, and I'm doing a for the Mirror Mirror show. I'm trying to do a Fashions of Edward Scissorhands post, which it turns out is a lot more difficult than one would think that it is, because there is not a lot of information out there.
It's interesting. There is not actually a lot of information about the making of this movie.
No.
And because I was actually looking into it yesterday.
So. Yeah. No, I was. I started over a week ago. Looking into stuff about the, like, obviously I know where the inspiration for the fashion comes from, but I wanted to see stuff with the costume designer and whatnot. And really, mostly what you can find is stuff about Edward's costume specifically and a lot of cosplays. But there's not a lot of information out there about the movie.
Yeah, so we're going to have to fill in the blanks on our podcast episode. And again, I don't want to get into it. I have a lot to say about it. And we're going to say it on the podcast. So.
Yep. So February, we have...
Corpse Bride, Valentine's Day.
Aww. That's sweet. And then March, of course, Dumbo, because the new one comes out.
Yeah, April, we're going to... revisit Sweeney Todd.
Which is one of my favorites. I love that one.
I believe it's his only rated R film. I might be wrong. I don't know what Big Eyes is, but that's like a biopic, so yeah. It's not Tim Burton-y. But that's his only like Tim Burton-y rated R film, and great stuff there. May, we're going to hit you with, I couldn't choose just one. Got to put them together. Batman and Batman Returns.
Okay, now is Batman Returns the one with Two-Face and
no
the Riddler?
That I believe is Batman Forever.
Forever. Yeah. Which one was Batman Returns?
Catwoman, Penguin.
Oh, got it. Okay, cool. All right.
Tim Burton did not direct the last two of those. Tim Burton directed the first two, Batman and Batman Returns.
Okay. No nipples. Okay.
The nipples one is Batman and Robin, I believe.
Yeah, that's the one with George Clooney.
Yeah.
Okay.
That movie is, no matter, is horrible. Batman Forever actually is really awesome. Not directed by Tim Burton. But I watched them all again, you know, not too long ago. Mm-hmm. And out of it, I was like, that was my favorite one to watch.
Batman Forever is my favorite one.
Yeah. But we're not talking about all of them. We're just all talking about the first two.
Just the first two, which
and
is
there's plenty of great awesome things in Batman and Batman Returns to dissect.
I have not watched either of those movies in at least a decade, if not more. So this will be a lot of fun to rewatch those.
For sure. I saw Batman 6 times in the theater when it came out that summer.
Damn.
I was a little excited about it.
In
a lot of disposable income and free time. All right, so moving on.
In June, we're doing another one that I absolutely loved and is, in fact, one of probably my son's favorite Tim Burton movie.
Really?
Yep, Alice in Wonderland.
Oh, Alice in Wonderland, very... Not, it's a controversial film.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, people either love it or hate it.
And I'm, well, I'll just, you know, June's a little bit away, so we could talk about it now. I'm not, you know, I have very mixed feelings about the film.
I liked it.
Because I love, Alice in Wonderland is my favorite animated Disney film. And so I had mixed feelings about it. And probably the main thing that I had a problem with was that the Tim Burton's Alice in Wonderland is not a live-action remake of the animated film.
No.
As it was advertised to be.
No. No, it was not.
It is a sequel to the animated film.
Yes, it is. Which it was very much not advertised as. That was a shock.
Yeah, so that was a little off-putting. But wait 6 months for me to finish that thought.
Yep. So, July we have...
Mars Attacks, which I haven't seen since it was theatrically released. So
either
I'm excited to go back to that one.
I have not seen that since it was in the theater.
That's another film I've been seeing having a resurgence of fandom recently, too.
Yeah, I've noticed a lot of merch for it coming up in places.
Not sure about that one. But we'll dive back into it. Moving on to August, a film that I absolutely loved. It was brought to tears. Grown man crying in the movie theater. I loved it. People hate on it. I have no idea why. But Frankenweenie.
Which is also the only one on this list that I have never seen.
You've never seen the short either?
Nope. I've never seen Frankenweenie.
Interesting.
Yep. So this should be pretty cool.
I love it.
I'm actually not going to watch it until...
Until August?
Yeah, until August when we do the thing either.
All right.
September is my husband's favorite.
Sleepy Hollow.
Sleepy Hollow.
And, well, in October, Beetlejuice.
Beetlejuice.
And November is going to be Ed Wood.
I set you up for that, and you totally did not.
What did I do?
Damn it.
What did I do?
You said Beetlejuice, and I said Beetlejuice, and you should have said it again, so we say it 3 times so that he shows up.
I don't want him to show up.
But I do want him to show up. You guys, James is ruining this for me.
You got to wait till October for him to show up.
Fine, I'll wait for October.
That's right. Cat's out of the bag. Michael Keaton will be on the show. As Beetlejuice in character.
Wow.
We'll record that episode.
I'm going to work on that. I got a few months.
Wouldn't it be awesome if we actually get someone to actually to be like to do
that?
Like,
would be awesome.
Be Beetlejuice.
I really am going to work on that. Yeah. Okay. So, yes, November is got to be one of James's favorites.
Yeah, I was going to say, I was so eager to jump to Ed Wood because it is one of my favorites. And I can't reveal now, but. The timing of doing Ed Wood in November will fit perfectly. I can't say why now.
It's a surprise.
It's a surprise. But it will fit perfectly.
And then, of course, we will end the year in December with The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Because it's a Christmas movie, not a Halloween movie.
I think it's both.
It's not.
I think it's both.
It's definitely not.
I actually think The Nightmare Before Christmas is a holiday season movie, and you should start watching it in October and not stop watching it until... end of December.
It's a Christmas movie, and you watch Christmas movies in December.
And you'll hear all about that in December.
Well, you're like, had a full year to wait for that banter. I don't even feel that strongly as much as I feel that Haunted Mansion Holiday is a Christmas ride, not a Halloween ride.
Agreed.
I feel more strongly about that.
Totally agree.
Anyways.
What else we got coming up?
I mean, that's the year of Burton, right?
Yeah.
So get ready for that.
If you're a Tim Burton fan, you're really going to like 2019.
And odds are you are if you're listening to us.
Probably.
If you're not and you like what we do.
You should check out Tim Burton. Like,
you want to check it out. It's pretty cool, man.
Yeah, he's a cool guy. Yeah.
It's pretty cool, man.
What else are we doing this coming month-ish in this news flash thing?
Well, Roxy, you know, she has many titles around here, But you very recently got a real one.
I'm a real girl now. I've had many, many make-believe titles when it comes to Creepy Kingdom. But now I have an actual, what it would be like my business title,
yeah.
I guess. Yeah,
it's not all play around here. Sometimes you got to get down to
business. Sometimes we actually have to work, you guys.
Got to get
work.
Down to business.
James makes me work.
Cracking the whip.
What's my title, James?
Are you asking me to say it because you don't remember?
No. I'm asking you to say it because I like hearing you say it.
All right. Well, Roxy is now officially the managing editor of CreepyKingdom.com.
I just like how it rolls off his tongue.
Managing editor.
Yes. And what that means is that I am now, in charge of written content.
That, and to the layman, yes.
Yeah, that's...
that is what it means.
That's what that means. And on that note, I want you to write for Creepy Kingdom.
Wow, she's already delegating initiatives.
I am. Seriously, though, we're looking for new writers. We are growing and expanding so fast, and we have so much stuff that needs to be written about and events that need to go to and movies that need to be watched that we are now looking for new writers.
Yeah, I'd say that our current team is spread a little thin.
Yep.
So we're looking for new people, but in particular, we cover events, as you know, but we also do film reviews and we'll do book reviews and things like that. But for particularly for the events and some actual film screenings, we're looking for people in Southern California and in Orlando who can help cover with the theme park events that we do as well.
It would be great to have a couple people in Orlando who could go to one of the many events that we hear about and get invited to and whatnot. And there are so many here in Southern California that having a couple more people on the ground, especially in the LA area, would be super helpful. And everything we do is totally a lot of fun. I mean, we call it work,
it's not like it's like lame stuff. Obviously, it's, if you listen to this, it'd be in the stuff we do. Right now in Florida, we have one person. His name is Grant.
Florida man.
And Grant, at being even though he's a world traveler and loves writing reviews and going out there and doing whatever.
Grant's tired, you guys.
Grant also doesn't live anywhere near Orlando. He lives in Florida, but
not here. No, he doesn't. And he's such a good sport, and he does so much to help us out. And we really, really, really appreciate him. But it would be great to get him some help over there.
Yeah, yeah. It's a little bit stronger presence on the East Coast. Yeah, so just send us an email, creepykingdom@gmail.com, along with a sample of something you've written.
Or a link to your blog or your website or whatever.
Yeah, and I guess we'll take it from there, huh?
Come right for us. It's fun.
It is fun. We're having a great time. And speaking of which, great time. Let's get back to the Creepy Kingdom Podcast Network. You know, it's what you're currently listening to.
Yes, it is.
And I actually had a question I wanted to propose to any listener out there, and to you as well.
Yes.
Maybe you might have an opinion on it.
You guys know how James likes to surprise me with stuff, so.
I mean, it's not that exciting. I was thinking, you know, we have our five podcasts, which would be this one you're listening to right now, News Flash, which is just about Creepy Kingdom. But we have the Creepy Kingdom Movie Crypt about movies. We have the Dark Theme Park Show about theme parks. We have Stay Haunted, Creepy Kingdom's podcast about haunts. And we have Mirror Mirror, Creepy Kingdom's show about alternative fashion. But I was thinking, I was like, what? There's so much great content on like TV and, you know, series type stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Should that be on the Movie Crypt podcast, or should there be like a separate like Terror Tube podcast?
Oh, for television?
Yeah.
You
know, I wonder, you know, should we just squeeze that into the Movie Crypt podcast, or should it be its own entity?
But if we squeeze it into the Movie Crypt podcast, can we still call it Movie Crypt because they're not movies?
We could do whatever we want.
We could call it Media Crypt. That does not sound as good.
Doesn't sound very cool.
I do like Terror Tube.
I just made that up off time.
Yeah, that's pretty good.
It's probably taken because I literally just made it up off time.
I still really like it. We want your opinion on this because I don't know. Let us know. What do you think? Should we and can we put television into Movie Crypt, or should TV shows have their own show? Let your opinions be heard. Email us. Tell us on social media.
Yeah, whoever. Social media, email, whatever.
Message us.
Call us. Come over to our
house.
Yeah, you
can call.
Come to
mail a letter.
Howard Johnson. We're probably here.
We'll meet you here. I'll be at the pool. You can meet me there.
Stop by the pool. Let us know. I don't know. Just a curveball I was throwing out here in the middle of this. Thought it'd be some great live podcasting.
Yeah, you guys, he actually gave me the notes for this podcast before the podcast, which is cool because you know he doesn't normally do that. But that was not in the notes.
That's not the notes. I can't give it all away.
No.
We're going to have some kind of element of surprise here.
Well, yeah, that's our thing.
I got to keep, you know.
Keep me on my toes.
Sort of. I mean, you are on, yeah, you are
literally on my toes.
You're on your toes. Good.
At the moment.
All right. It's not a lie. All right, cool. So anyways, so the podcast... you know, obviously during haunt season, we had a lot going on and a lot to crank out in a small amount of time. Things have slowed down a little bit and podcasts haven't been coming out every week. And when they do come out, they're 4 or 5 hours long.
Like this one's shaping up to be.
No, it's not. It's not too bad. but we're going to sail on. We want a schedule. We're working on a schedule. And basically, this is the way things are going to go down. Every Friday, there will be a new episode of one of our podcasts. If we need to release two in 1 week, say there's something that's time sensitive or whatever, the other one will be out on Tuesday. So you can look for new episodes Fridays always, but maybe Tuesday.
Who knows?
Yeah, got to keep you on your toes, listener, as well.
It'll be a surprise. We will have a podcast out every Friday and maybe on Tuesdays. Depends what's going on.
There's a lot of stuff going on.
But I
will say that.
But
what's up?
I think we should do one other thing during the week.
Oh, my God.
Because we're not busy enough.
No, I have way too much free time.
Yep, you do. And that's why we should do Throwback Thursday.
Oh, my God. That's a genius idea.
I know.
Since we have 150 plus episodes of the original Creepy Kingdom podcast.
And they're all just buried. And we've got some good episodes.
Yeah,
so
there's some great, great, great good times. Like the time that Sarah Bunny and I reviewed all the Star Wars stuff in Tomorrowland.
That was a good time. Or one of my favorite shows ever, the time that we did the Urban Legends.
Urban Legends.
The Urban Legends show is a classic, y'all. If you haven't heard it, we're going to repost it.
We're going to bring it back.
Yeah. No, seriously, though, we have a lot of old episodes, and they're just kind of buried, and they're a little hard for people to find, and we think that we should start bringing them back a little bit.
Yeah, for people on iTunes, iTunes only shows the last 100 episodes. So,
and we have more.
We have way more. So people that find what we're doing, they're like, oh, what's going on? So, and I also, I'll probably do a new intro to them and just, you know, maybe some perspective. I don't know, whatever. So it's just like a little fun throwback there. One thing that I the people that we interviewed the early days of the show, I like, it blows my mind. Some of these early episodes, like Stacey J. You know about Stacey J?
No.
I didn't think you did. Stacey J, people that go to Walt Disney World and stay in the hotels, they're all about Stacey J.
Is she the girl that does all of the info on the Disney World TV station?
Yeah, Must Do Disney.
Oh, I know her.
Yeah.
Oh, she was on our show.
Yeah, I actually got to interview her, and I think that's so bizarre that she agreed to come on the show. That was before even your first episode.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, that is awesome. I want to, like, let's go back and listen to that. Let's see what... And I gave her a task before she came on the show. I asked her one of the must-do creepy things to do at Walt Disney World, and nice. She came with a list. Like, she showed up. I don't know.
Prepared.
Like, she was a pro, a constant professional. I don't know when that one's being re-released, but I'm just saying, like, that's some of the golds we've got buried.
But look for that. New episodes on Fridays. If there's something time-sensitive or we need to put out another episode during the week, it'll be on Tuesdays. And now we're going to be doing Throwback Thursdays.
Yeah, that one will probably start in February. But that's just something to look forward to. Just going to work out the logistics and make sure that... everything's all set to go before we say it's going to start this week and it's not.
Yeah, no, definitely February. And, you know, it's because some people like listening to our podcast when they drive places, like, you know, 2 hours away to Modesto and need something to listen to. That's for Sarah, that's for buddy. Sarah.
I like listening to our show. I think it's pretty good.
I've never heard it.
You still have never listened to it?
Not a single solitary episode.
I think it's pretty good. The last one we did was great.
No, I'm kidding. Of course I listened to our podcast.
I believe. I don't know.
Of course I listened to our show.
I wouldn't be surprised.
You know who doesn't listen to our show? Our significant others.
No.
They don't.
No, and I actually prefer it. I don't know about you.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm not sure.
You're not sure?
I haven't decided. I just think it's interesting that our significant others do not listen to our show.
I find that to be true of most podcasters. That their significant others do not listen to their podcast.
Are you a podcaster? Does your significant other not listen to your podcast? Let us know.
The reason is that I hear you talk enough. I don't want to listen to you talk on my free time.
I guarantee you that is not why my husband
does
it.
He loves
listening to me talk. Loves it. Can't get enough.
I'm sure. It must be some other reason.
I bet he's sitting at home in his nice, quiet house right now thinking, man, I'm so glad that James and Roxy are at the Hojo podcasting.
Yeah, because usually we podcast from home, and we do it over Skype, even though we live 15 minutes away from each other.
Yep, and then our significant others can only hear one half of the conversation.
Yeah.
Which apparently is not nearly as funny.
And ignore them for hours.
Yeah.
Because our Skype sessions last like about an hour before we start recording.
Sometimes an hour after we record. And those of you that listen to the podcast know how we just ramble on when we're recording. So, all right, what else is coming up?
This is like my favorite news flash episode ever. The other ones are like 10 minutes. we're just rambling on here. We're all hanging out. You guys need new stuff to listen to, get excited about. Let's all get excited together. We're having a great time. All right, the next thing that we're going to talk about, it's a video series that was short-lived at the beginning of 2017 on our YouTube channel, but I loved it so much, we're bringing it back.
And this time it's going to be better because it's starring me.
Possibly. No.
I'm not actually sure that it is. I just wanted to throw that at James on the air and see what he said.
That's what I said. Possibly.
What's it called, James?
It's called Creepy Quest, keeping it in brand.
I'm actually really, really excited about this. I think it's going to be a lot of fun.
Yeah, I pitched to her what I want to do. If you've seen the other videos, it was it's kind of like little mini trip reports, me doing voiceover. But we're going to take some deep dives into not just random weird places like a travelogue, but really want to dissect different areas of this theme park that's right across the street from where we are.
Oh, you mean the one we can see from our window?
Yes.
Right now that we're staring at?
Wow, it's easy to take this for granted, huh?
I know, right? It really is, actually. Like, we're doing a, you know, semi-Disney podcast staring at Disneyland. It's pretty cool. I am really excited about this because I liked the original ones, and now I get to take part in doing them. And seriously, though, they are going to star me as often as I can possibly squeeze that in, so.
Whatever. Got nothing to do with you. Star you.
Every once in a while, I feel like I'm just starting to wear James down.
This onslaught of Roxy Tart coming left and right 24 hours a day.
So, yeah, Creepy Quest coming soon.
Yeah. All right, moving on to our next news flash item. Some big things have been going down in the world of Foolish Mortals since our last show. Foolish Mortals, the documentary that we did about Haunted Mansion fans, we had our DVD sale for the last of our DVDs, sold out of them, really successful sale. I want to thank everybody that bought them and made that a magical holiday for us all.
Yeah, that was really awesome. And sorry to everyone that has messaged us since then and been like, where can I get the DVD? Hey, can I buy a DVD? Hey, and we're like, what?
They're like, we don't have anywhere. But
however, you can still see Foolish Mortals.
That is correct. Because right now, I believe we did something that was pretty groundbreaking. I don't know anyone else has done this. We have the entire Foolish Mortals film in Creepy Kingdom's Patreon. I don't know anyone else that's released a movie via Patreon.
Yep. So all you have to do is be a Patreon supporter and you get to watch Foolish Mortals.
Yeah.
Pretty easy.
And on top of that, we're going to be putting up tons of bonus footage that you're not going to be able to see anywhere else.
There's like a bunch of behind the scenes stuff. Like there's stuff that didn't make it into the movie.
Oh, well, yeah, there's stuff that make it the movie. All right. We shot over 50 hours of footage and the film is 90 minutes.
So you could say there's a little bit of extra footage laying around. And if you are a Patreon supporter, you could see it.
Yeah, we're going to be putting those up every month as well to give you a reason to stick around.
How much do they have to pledge?
It's $5, the $5 level.
$5.
Yep.
You can't even go to a movie for $5.
No, even the children's tickets don't even cost that much.
No. And you can watch it. Can they watch it as many times as they want?
Yeah, as long as it's in there. I mean, there's no promises how long it'll be there, but it definitely will be up there for a while. Well, not forever, but it'll be up there for a while.
Yeah.
But the bonus content actually will be there forever because there's no other place for it. So
there is no way that you're going to get that kind of deal anywhere else.
Literally, and there's literally no other place to watch this movie.
So yeah, if you're interested, if you liked Foolish Mortals and you didn't get a copy, which we're very sorry, there were only so many, you can now watch it online. You can watch the full movie online. All you have to do is pledge $5 to Patreon. If you want to show it to other people, this is a good place. Like,
no, the other people have to pay. What are you trying to do? Trying to make us go broke here?
No. I'm saying if you have the movie and you want other people to see it, they can't buy a DVD anymore, so they would have to go to Patreon so that they can watch it.
Oh, the other people?
Yeah.
Okay. I thought you were telling people to invite people over. I'm just kidding. Do whatever you want, man.
We don't care. I'm sorry. If you like the movie enough to invite people over to your house to sit down and watch it, please involve us. Yeah, like, let us know. Yeah, we'll Skype in.
Yeah, no, yeah, we'll do
that
a live.
That sounds like fun.
Hey, everyone.
That sounds like hella fun. I don't know.
How's it going? Yeah, we'll Skype in from Disneyland. How about that? Don't you wish you were here? Well, this movie's the next best thing. All right. that's the next Patreon reward. We'll Skype into your house party.
Oh, I love that. Yes.
That's probably more than the $5 level.
Seven. We'll put it at $7.
I don't know. Whatever.
Right?
What a deal. Sarah Bunny endorses it fully. Anyways, that's there waiting for you. And there may be more news on things happening with Foolish Mortals, but soon. But that's what's happening now, currently. So you just go to foolishmortalsdoc.com for the link. And that's also available at creepykingdom.com. We have it up there as well.
That's foolishmortalsdoc.com.
Correct. All right. So we also did a short film a few months ago. And I believe last time we spoke about it, we said that it would be coming out this month. And that, I never confirmed anything. I said it might come out this month, but that is not true.
And in true Hollywood fashion, it is not coming out this month.
So the anticipation builds for our brand new short film, Georgie, reimagining of the It miniseries, the 1990 It miniseries, starring Tony Dakota, who played Georgie in the original It miniseries, reprising his role after I don't know.
A lot of years.
A lot of years, yeah.
Ready, oh, yes. 27.
After
27 years.
There you go. After 27 years.
I knew that. If you're an It fan, you know that.
Basically, it's in post-production now, and we'll have some news on it soon. So I know some people have been asking about it. You know, we kind of said it would be out around this time, but we never really committed because we didn't really know what the post-production process would be like. But the team is slaving away, and from what I've seen, I'm pretty excited about it, and I think everyone's going to have a good time with it.
Yeah, I'm a big It fan, so I'm super excited. I can't wait to see it when it's done.
Coming soon. Stay tuned. All right, so I think at the top of the show, we should have said we had a big announcement to hype at the end. But
we have a big announcement to hype at the end, and now it's the end.
It is the end, isn't it? It is the end.
I'm tired. I've been running around the Howard Johnson Anaheim all day long.
Did we mention we're at the Howard Johnson Anaheim? Welcome to Howard Johnson Anaheim cast. I'm your host, Ojo James.
Oh, no. We're evolving into the giggles. No. Okay.
All right. We're professional podcasters.
Yes, professional. So we do have a big announcement. It's more my big announcement.
It is.
I think
I'm gonna put the microphone down, take a break.
Okay.
Talking.
Okay. Go you forward. You can do that. All right. Well, I have a big announcement to make. So many of you know that I have a new show coming out on the Creepy Kingdom Network called Mirror Mirror, and it is all about alternative fashion and style, makeup, fashion, stuff like that. We've done one podcast already. We have more coming out soon. There's also going to be a blog. There's also a video show. It's just taking me a little bit to get it out because the holidays were a little crazy. But to go along with that, we are super excited to announce that we are releasing our own line of Creepy Kingdom apparel.
Wow.
I know.
Get in the apparel biz.
Yes.
Holy crap.
That's right. So we're going to be starting with dresses because that's my favorite thing. So we'll be coming out with original artwork, original Creepy Kingdom artwork apparel. So dresses, t-shirts, leggings, bags, all kinds of stuff. We have so many ideas and so much stuff in pre-production right now. It's like I'm super, super excited, and I cannot wait for it all to go public.
I am equally excited about this, even though I probably won't be wearing any of these.
Probably not.
In public, but...
That's a really high Patreon like reward. If you pledge over $1,000, I will take a picture of James and send it to you in one of the Creepy Kingdom dresses.
That's what my dignity is worth. $1,000. Right on. We've been kind of hinting at this for a while. I think we talked, we got some news coming. We've been hinting at it, but we wanted to announce it earlier, it's taking a lot longer to come together because who knew that launching a clothing line was so hard?
Right?
I thought you could just kind of
you BS snap your fingers and it's done. No, there's a lot of work that goes into launching a clothing line, especially if you're doing original art clothing line. Unlike some companies who steal art or images or whatnot.
Wow, you're throwing shade.
Yeah, totally throwing shade at the Kardashians. I'm sorry.
Wow. Like, I don't know.
Hey, they got in some big trouble for that, and we're not looking to get in big trouble. So we've been taking
them to stop wearing Slayer shirts,
right? We've been taking our time and doing it the right way, and we're just super excited and super happy with how it's going, and I'm excited that we finally get to announce it.
Yeah, and we're also gonna do some t-shirts for the dudes. You know, those are in the works.
Yeah, we'll give the guys something to wear too. It's cool.
Got to rep the CK.
Yep, but yeah, it's gonna be really cool. I'm super, super excited, and like all I want to do is start putting out pictures and updates and stuff like that, and I know that we have to be patient, so I'm being very, very good. Aren't I, James?
Yeah, for you. did we kind of describe what the style is? I mean, you can kind of guess or insinuate, but you didn't really say, right?
No, it's going to be, obviously, Creepy Kingdom, it is what we're all about. So it's going to be a few different styles, actually, that we kind of want to go with. So basically, no matter what your creepy style is, I'm hoping that the apparel line will have something that will appeal to you. So we're going to have like a spoopy print and design, and we're going to have like a more creepy, well, a darker one.
I've been hearing this word spoopy a lot the past few weeks, and I need to tell old man Carter what you're talking about.
Spoopy is, it actually started years and years and years ago, but in this past year it has gained popularity.
Okay.
Spoopy is when something is spooky and cute at the same time.
But that's not a combination of those two words.
No, it's not.
Okay.
No. It's not at all in any way.
Gotcha.
But that's what it is.
Spoopy.
Spoopy. Yes, it is. It is. It's family friendly creepiness.
Well, that's what we're all about here.
I know. but yeah.
I really wish this rubber ducky squeaked.
I know.
I was squeaking. That's all right, James. You're still an okay duck.
This poor James duck over here. It's silent. It doesn't speak.
It's a silent duck.
It's a silent James.
That would be really boring.
Imagine that. That would be a really boring podcast, especially the ones I'm not on. Man, that would be like
yeah, just,
an hour just of silence. Nothing. but no, we're really hoping that you guys are going to like it, and we're really hoping to have... I'm not good at podcasting into a microphone, you guys. Really hoping you're going to like it, and we're really hoping that we're going to have styles and designs that appeal to everybody.
And we will.
And we will.
You don't have to hope. It's going to happen.
There might be somebody that doesn't like any of them.
It's unlikely.
It is unlikely.
Because if you're down with us, we're representing what we're all about. And
that's very true.
You know.
Yeah.
It's extremely unlikely.
It is extremely unlikely. It's going to be awesome.
Anyways, this news is the treats for people that listen to us. That listen this far into the podcast, all that kind of stuff. But clearly we're going to have tons of information about it on our social media. You're not going to miss it.
You're not going to miss it. It'll be like my birthday. You'll probably know that it's going on.
You just might. All right. So as we wind our way out of here, I want to give a one last kind of plug here to the people that help us spread the word of Creepy Kingdom.
RCK Army.
That's right. The Creepy Kingdom Army, they're out there on the internet spreading what we do. And we want to thank them for all their hard work. And the invitation is still open at this time for people to join.
Yeah, when we first put it out, we weren't really sure what the reception was going to be. And the people who have joined the CK Army are absolutely amazing, and we love working with them. And like we said earlier in the show, we are growing and we are expanding, and we are always looking for more members to just help get the word out there.
Yeah, and we already released our first round of prizes.
Yeah, that Nightmare Before Christmas Haunted Mansion Dooney and Burke bag that our awesome Hannah won. That was a pretty cool prize.
Yeah, so we gotta announce the prizes for this next round.
Oh yeah, we should do that next show.
Anyways, you could Dan email us as well.
creepykingdom@gmail.com.
Yeah, and emails for anything.
Really, we love emails.
But that's the place to reach us, and. You know, I asked, you know, should we start another podcast about series or should we put it to the movie crypt? You know, let us know and we'll see what happens.
I feel like every show we tell people to email us and we still don't get enough emails.
Well, I think the problem with that, if I were to guess as a podcast consumer myself, is that when I'm listening to podcasts, I'm like doing other things that are not.
That's true.
To email, like
that's very, very true.
Driving,
like in the car,
washing dishes.
Yep.
You know, just things that just don't really good for emailing. But But I know a lot of our listeners do follow us on social media. So while you're just hanging out,
shoot us an email. Send us a DM, or just slide into our DMs.
Slide into our DMs. Comment on a picture, unrelated. I don't really care. Roxy and I are very hands-on on our social media. Like, we are all over it all day.
And we're really, really excited to talk to you guys. Like, we probably do get, I don't know, a few messages a day from listeners, and I can honestly say that it is like the highlight of my day when I get a message for someone that's like, hey, I listened to the podcast, I just want to say what's up. I'm like, hell yes.
Yeah, I mean, it's awesome. I mean, because then you're like, oh, I mean, we see the download numbers, but it's also like, you know, but this is a conversation, not so much a monologue.
Yeah. I've had some really, really cool online conversations with some of our listeners, and I think it's super cool. So I want everyone to, like, hit us up and talk.
For sure. And actually, some of our listeners have become part of our team.
Yes, they have.
Including our two gals right now who are currently, and something else I'll plug that's not on our list here, that we gave hours and hours of advice to, are currently visiting Orlando for the first time. That's Melissa and Tanisha, and they are chronicling their journey on Creepy Kingdom's Instagram stories.
And the last two theme park podcasts that we've put out were actually about their trip that they're taking right now.
Right, yeah. So it was leading up to it. Yep. So now they're actually on the trip. What's funny was we just released the last episode, and when on that episode they said we're leaving on, you know,
whatever day it was.
But it made it sound like it was like so far, because they said it's 1 month to our trip, but we recorded it so long ago that it was a month ago. Came out.
And now they're there. Riding pirates, even though we told them not to.
Yeah, I don't know if you saw that, my Instagram story yesterday. But Tanisha taunted me.
Yeah, it was awesome.
On Instagram. And I don't know if you saw what I posted today yet.
I've been really, really busy at the Howard Johnson Anaheim all day long. I have not checked my Instagram.
That was a trick question. Anyways, I could talk to her about this off air. Anyways, check out the stories to follow along while they're there. And then we're going to follow up with them on a future dark theme park show so we can hear all about how right we were.
And if you don't follow us on Instagram already, you really should, because we post a lot of really fun stuff. And it's at Creepy Kingdom.
Yeah. Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter.
Yeah. Slide into our DMs. Bye.
Yeah, that's how we're ending it. Slide into our DMs. Anyways, for any more information, always stay up to date with us. Just go to creepykingdom.com. Want to thank our Patreon supporters for helping us. You can become a patron. Because the one thing we didn't mention, actually, which is still coming, is our brand new Patreon exclusive podcast, Live from the Dungeon.
Oh, that's right.
Which you can get access to at the dollar per month tier. And it is going to be about things we can't discuss on the shows because they're not appropriate, and it will be uncensored.
James is going to let me swear, you guys.
Yeah, Sarah Money's getting a little excited over there.
It's not smart.
It's not smart, she says.
But yeah, become a Patreon supporter, and you will get access to our brand new podcast that is a little more than PG-13.
A little bit.
Okay, bye.
Okay. I want to keep going, but you really want to end the show. We're not.
It's late. I'm tired.
All right. I guess we'll go. Thanks for hanging out, guys.
Thank you. Bye.